This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air for another week, 52 weeks a year, all year long, every weekend. You get the insight of Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher at Talkers Magazine, a part of Talkers.com, where you can hear exclusive radio shows on Talkers Radio and see exclusive television productions, Talkers TV, all about the news talk radio business, the world of conversation at our fingertips. And each week, Michael and his staff go through the information that comes from listening to a lot of the talk radio stations, the programs, the hosts, what's going on to determine the top 10 list. So the stories for the week of June 23rd to the 27th are on top of our mind. Michael, we can. Do you want me to be the big voiced announcer and say number 10?
Well, I actually, we'll leave that to the imagination of the listeners.
Right. Okay.
I'll just do a little. I'll do a little week number 10. We have Major League Baseball action, and for basketball fans, the LeBron James watch. People wondering, he opted out, meaning he's now a free agent. So the Miami Heat have to bid for his services just like everybody else.
He's getting a lot of heat. He's being just greedy.
In studying what makes people popular and unpopular, he's an interesting figure because he's a conundrum. And there's a lot. You could do a whole study on this guy.
He's an egotistical, greedy, self-consumed kid.
I often wonder, you know, I have a soft spot for the Boston Celtics.
Yeah.
And I have to admit, I have not been a LeBron James fan, and I haven't been a Miami Heat fan, and that's a complicated thing. And then sometimes I don't know why, but I've wondered, like, what would happen if LeBron now was traded, or not traded, signed with the Celtics?
Yeah.
Would I suddenly love him? And that's why, you know, sports fans have to think about that. How do you feel about when a guy you don't like is suddenly on the team that you like?
Right, yeah. And how much money will it take to bring him to whatever team he's going to? What's he making now as a member of the Heat?
I think we're talking about something north of $40 million for 2 years minimum.
Good God.
I think he's left something like, and again, don't quote me on this, because I'm not a sports talk host, but I think we're talking about he opted out and gave up a guaranteed $20 million a year on the table for the next 2 years to be able to do better. And he will. He is considered the best basketball player in the business.
Oh, I thought what's Kobe Bryant was. No more.
I don't know. Well, Kobe Bryant might have been, but no. LeBron James is generally recognized. They call him now the best basketball player in the world.
Really?
You see, Kevin Durant, who was a really nice fellow out of Oklahoma Thunder, the Oklahoma City Thunder, he got MVP, Most Valuable Player, this past year. So the LeBron contingency has now changed LeBron, who's had several MVPs, to the best basketball player in the world. The fact is they're all pretty talented, and basketball's a great sport. Mm-hmm. Speaking of great sports, one that we in America don't fully grasp, and that's a whole other interesting subject, is the World Cup is soccer. And World Cup fever is at number 9, number 8, the global warming debate, number 7, influx of illegal immigrants, number 6, the Hillary Clinton memoir and her financial status. At number 5, Iraq turmoil and the U.S. military's role. At number 4, the Supreme Court of the United States, known within political circles and media circles as SCOTUS, scuttles Obama appointments. The IRS missing learner emails is 3. The shrinking GDP report is 2. And number 1, the GOP primary controversies and the state of the Republican Party. And that's what we have for our top stories.
All right, top people. There are a few surprises and maybe not. Well, maybe a couple of these. There's some of the usual, if you will. Go ahead through that list, Michael.
Yeah, well, LeBron James is number 10. Henry Paulson is 9. Edward Klein is 8. Nuri al-Maliki and Dick Cheney are tied at number 7. John Boehner is 6. Joe Biden is 5. Hillary and Bill, otherwise known as Billary, are at 4. Lois Lerner, wasn't she Superman's number 3?
Yes.
Number 2, Thad Cochran and Chris McDaniel are tied, and Barack Obama is sitting on his lofty perch at number 1.
Did your parents, you grow up in a family, use the term malarkey?
Yes. Yeah. As a matter of fact, didn't you and I discuss that last week?
Yeah, we did discuss it last week, and I was thinking afterwards, I wondered if people knew what the heck we were talking about. But since then, it became, as a matter of fact, we had an event last week sponsored by Talkers Magazine in New York. It was quite a good event, a lot of people there. And for some reason or other, this came up in a discussion with somebody about names and how you can play with names and how so many people on the radio are serious now when they could be having fun, just to laugh. You know, we come from a school, you and I do, having done this for a long time, where there are all kinds of colorful characters who are on the radio, and they could take an issue and get serious with it or not. And now there don't seem to be a lot of people who do the lighter side of some of the fun things in the news. It's always so serious.
Yeah, sometimes they use that technique to make a darker side. In other words, where they make it negative as opposed to humorous.
Ah.
Like calling the mainstream press the lame stream press.
Right, exactly.
Or
yeah.
Some people who are proponents of the Republican Party will not call the Democratic Party the Democratic Party. Right. They'll call it the Democrat Party.
Right, or the Left Coast.
Yeah, Left Coast, yeah. You know, right. there's a lot of different things that are used in the negative. But I remember, like, back when I was a kid listening to some of the funny DJs.
Yep.
When Elvis Presley popped on the scene, his name sounded funny.
Yep.
You know, now it's an iconic name. We don't think of Elvis Presley as funny any more than we think of the name Rush Limbaugh as funny, which we did when we first heard it. Mm-hmm. But I remember DJs used to call him Elbow Parsley. And that's an example of what we're talking about. Of course, now it wouldn't be funny because the name isn't.
Like, right.
But when Elvis popped on the scene, his name was profoundly, you know, exotic.
Right, yeah.
And,
yep.
And people made, you know, different games out of it. And that's kind of fun.
From the era when we played those moldy, oldy, goody goldies from our rusty rack of wrinkled records.
I never heard that. I like it.
There's a little chronology backwards leaning.
That one popped out, huh?
Yeah, it sure did. The platters that mattered and all that good stuff.
Well, guys like you and I in this era, and listen, folks, I'm talking now to the listeners. You are not going to find two old guys who are hipper to new technology and what's going on that you're listening to right now. So,
right, yeah.
So, you know, that being said, I can hold my own with anybody on this planet, and so can you when it comes to what's going on in the 21st century digital age. That being said, what we have that a lot of the young guys don't have is, in addition to knowing what's going on currently, we also have roots in the past and know what it's built on.
Well, it's not only that so much as the people, and this is not a criticism, it just is a different, it's kind of a different stream. The people who are delivering good news talk product today oftentimes have master of the subject matter, master of the various angles at which it can be disseminated or in which it can be disseminated, and then the call to action from people to respond. And there's a formula to that. But those of us who have been on the radio for a long time, who have had pretty much everything thrown at us that you could possibly imagine, and have learned how to duck around it, work around it, vamp around it, and there's a difference there. And some people find that more entertaining. And that's the kind of thing we want to encourage in the people that are coming along, not just to be formulaic, if you will.
Oh, absolutely. But in order to be spontaneous, you have to have depth. You have to have history, life experience.
Yep.
If you're on the radio 3-4 hours a day, people can eventually tell very quickly how thin your life experience is.
Yeah, right.
And because you're going to draw upon references. Yeah. You're going to draw upon history. We do not live in a bubble or a vacuum of the present, even though a lot of people would like to think that.
Mm-hmm.
So I am very careful when I make references to old movies, old songs, old things, because, you know, get the gray hair, you're living in the past, which is not true.
No.
However, we have to be careful of that because it's easy to be accused of that, taken out of context.
The discussion about big stories, the big topics, the charts from Talkers Magazine, and the continuation of our conversation with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers.com, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Some clubs are pricey.
$25 for a cheeseburger?
Some are exclusive.
My family came over on the Mayflower.
And some are snooty.
Is she wearing white after Labor Day?
But America's Best Value Wins Value Club is just right for everyone who wants to save instantly. Value Club members get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Go to americasbestvaluein.com and sign up today.
Now that's better.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with BuzzBox Coffee. It's truly the best of the best. BuzzBox Coffee is a USDA organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade-grown coffee, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Top 1% Arabica grade and more. 10% of future purchases helped by 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision. And also support my Eastleigh Farm. Go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox. First pound is free.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-478-9638 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-478-9638 to take your call now. Call 1-800-478-9638. That's 1-800-478-9638. Again, 1-800-478-9638.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Ken Marcus was making a pastrami sandwich when he noticed an odd pattern on a slice of pumpernickel bread, one that spelled out Geico. Ken found himself visiting Geico.com, saving hundreds of dollars on car insurance with great discounts. Later, Ken felt conflicted whether or not he should eat the slice of bread that saved him so much money. But he was so hungry.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Now is the time for new flooring in your home because Lumber Liquidators has every floor on sale with the end of quarter clearance sale on right now. Get huge savings in all flooring like quick click pre-finished hardwood for $169 a square foot. Solid hand scrape horizontal bamboo for $179. And this weekend only get 8mm cherry laminate for just 69 cents. So go to LumberLiquidators.com to find a store nearest to you. Special 24-month financing is available. But hurry, this end of quarter clearance sale ends this Monday.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers.com. Our poll this week at DougStefan.com, Michael, has the top 10 talk topics, according to Talkers. And we have listed them. You've gone through them, so I don't have to go through them again. But we asked people to figure out which is most important to them. Which do you think is, people listening to these things, if you're a devotee of this program, you're certainly a devotee of the format. So of the things that we went through, which one comes out to be most important? For me, it's a combo of the IRS and the emails that are missing and the Supreme Court rulings. I think those two are by far more important than anything else. But that's just for me. What about for you, Michael? Your preference?
How the LeBron James watch. That's the most important thing.
I get that.
Yes. Yeah. I don't get into stuff like that. I think they're all important, connected and collectively. Probably the most important subject on our list is the global warming debate.
Mm.
Because if, in fact, there is truth to it, we're talking about major, major challenges in the years ahead, and we're not talking too far down the road. If, in fact, there's no truth to it, well, it's important to know that that's not going to happen.
Well, I think there's some truth to it, but the way it gets politicized gets us away from the call to action, and you're not going to, I mean, no matter how much you yell and scream about this, most of the population lives either on the shoreline, on the coast, or within, 40 miles.
Yes.
If you look around the country from the coast of Maine all the way around to the northern coast of Washington State,
the vast majority of people live either on the coast or close to the coast. So
right.
A good way for
population. And you have that also in Asia. You have that in Western Europe.
Yeah.
It isn't just the U.S. Maybe. Now, that's a pretty serious situation. So I think that that's really ultimately, if you were to measure it objectively, the most important topic.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher at Talkers Magazine, continues with us as our overview of the hot topics of the week continues here on The Countdown.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Michael Harrison back with us, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly event here. A lot of the great stations that are importantly wrapped up in discussion of the issues are happy to have this program on the air because it gives you some insight into what the stories are. It's kind of a fun thing. It started with Michael realizing that if you could do this with music, why can't you do it with talk? And you can, and we do. So, having said that, speaking of talk, last week in New York City, Talkers Magazine sponsored a... I guess it was a. It wasn't really a convention per se. It was an instructional day, finding out what the news is from our world. It's a very specialized world. There are a lot of people who work in this medium who are behind the scenes, as well as those people that you see. And it's a good way for all of us to collaborate together, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I consider it a convention. I don't know why you think it's not a convention. I think it's a modern convention. It's a one-day convention. And within it, you know, we tend to use the word seminar. We tend to use the word conference. But these are words that all conventions use. But basically, it's a gathering of people in an industry to talk about the issues of the industry and to network. Two things. One, to learn. And two, to resolve. And three, to meet. So those are the three things that happen. That, you know, that in my book is a convention. When people ask me, you know, what is this? I say it's an industry convention.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty power-packed one because the radio industry is going through tough times and people don't have a lot of time and they don't have a lot of money and all of that. We sort of put a three-day convention into a one-day setting. Mm-hmm. So you've got to be prepared to do a lot of stuff because did you notice people come and they don't leave? That we held on to approximately 80 to 90% of the crowd throughout the entire day. Mm-hmm. That's very unusual in an industry convention.
Yeah, well, I think we all, as the industry somewhat shrinks, we all want to get a little bit more face time with each other and to figure out what it is that remains a mystery to some. That is, how do you make this a success? How do you keep people attention, the attention span that people have, whether they're in our business or listening to our programs? You got to keep
stimulating. Well, I don't know whether listeners realize how much difficulty the people in radio broadcasting are having in terms of the business of the business.
Mm-hmm.
We still have the listeners. We still have the influence. It's still a major, powerful, iconic medium. But economically, it really took a hit in 2008 and hasn't fully recovered. And just as the newspaper business, these are very tough times to be in this business. And that's the most important insight we can share with listeners if this show is a behind-the-scenes look at the business. And you know, I'm not looking for pity. It's just that they should know this is what's going on.
Right. It's very interesting. One of the most, not one of the top 10 items, but a very interesting discussion in certain circles, some of the so-called money or business radio programs, talking about a study that states the disparity between the wealthiest Americans and the rest of the country has grown because of the recession you were just talking about. 5% of Americans average 24 times as much wealth as the wealth of the median American family.
And that, I think, is certainly one of the most important topics we could be talking about, and that is the breakdown of a smooth operating economic system that gives all Americans equal opportunity based upon merit in making a living. What seems to be happening is it's more like gambling, and the house, you know, has the odds stacked against you. The average person in America today who's a working class person, a middle class person, feels that the game is stacked, that it's not equal opportunity based on merit, based on work. And that becomes problematic, and that's a real serious problem that we're facing in this country.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of the haves and the have-nots, Bill and Hillary are number four on the people list, and Mrs. Clinton is number six. Her memoirs, the sale of the memoirs, her financial status has come into question. A lot of people are picking at that, and I want to give us an opportunity to give it some light and figure out what really is the status. So if you love conversation about Mrs. Clinton and Mr. Clinton, seems funny to call them that, doesn't it? Mr. Clinton and Mrs. Clinton, stay tuned because we continue with that in our focus in part as the Talk Radio Countdown Show resumes in a matter of moments. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers, is here. I'm Doug Steffen.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway one-month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats, 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The continuation of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Exciting discussions about exciting events and people. That's what we're all about every week. It's chronicled by the folks at Talkers Magazine. And the editor and publisher of Talkers is Michael Harrison. One of the items, both on the people side and the story side this week, focuses on Mrs. Clinton and her memoir and whether she and her husband are having a tough time financially, and I didn't even begin to get this. She claims that they were almost broke when they got out of the White House. That may be fairly true, depending on how you analyze it and what the, you know, how they lived their lives, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I know she got paid $14 million to write the book. She's getting paid, I believe, she gets $140,000 or $150,000 a speech. He gets $175,000 to $180,000 a speech. So it's not like, and they both are out at least once or twice a week on the stump. So as it turns out, most of the public records about the things that Bill Clinton owns, whether they own them together or not, not sure. But the guy's worth $180, $190 million bucks now since he was president. So I don't get what all of this is. There's the discussion of their financial status about how much they have, or they're saying that they don't have that much, or they didn't have that much. I didn't, you know, there are a lot of people, as you know, Michael, who just like to take shots at the Clintons because they like to take shots at them.
Yeah, and also, you know, one person's broke is another person's rich. I mean, you know, it's all relative. I can't tell you how many times in the last 5 years, since 6 years, since 08, that people have come to me and asked me if I can help them by loaning them money.
Really?
And upon conversation, I find out they have more money than I do. They, but their interpretation of danger and being close to the bottom,
right,
is much. They don't have the same tolerance for it that others do.
Right. It's all
there
relative.
Are people that if they have $500 in the bank more than they need to get through the month, consider themselves having a cushion.
Yeah.
Other people walk around worried because they're down to their last $5 million when they used to have $100 million.
Yeah. Right. Yep. It's
and
all
they're
relative.
Broke.
Yeah. Right. It really is. It's all relative. The city of New York, where we were last week, this is an example. The information I'm about to give you is an example of the kinds of things that start with sort of a local feel to them, and then people get a hold of it, and talk radio people love to take on issues like the mayor of New York at the time, Mr. Bloomberg, banning big sodas.
Right.
So the highest court in New York took on this controversy, the sales of jumbo sugary drinks. Bloomberg has good intentions, or had. I think, frankly, in my own mind, he would make a great president, much better than the people that we've had in that stable for a long time. But he's done some things that people didn't like that sort of infringe on their own privacy or their own decision-making ability. And this is where the nanny state sort of comes from. Is this the most important victory in the history of America? No, well, maybe for the soft drink industry. But isn't it interesting, Michael, how this thing grew and was a great conversation in New York? And then people thought, well, this could happen here. Let's talk about this. And it is a really great topic, I think it is. Anyway.
Well, absolutely. But also because it was a great example of one of the underlying topics that make up the foundation of talk radio, and that is independence versus, social, control, of the government. And Bloomberg, being a fairly decent mayor, suddenly telling people how to live. I mean, what was that about? Is this what we really are dealing with? Even our most enlightened politicians are basically tyrants under the skin, and left to their own devices will eventually become kings. And we saw that with Bloomberg. I mean, don't forget, Bloomberg also changed the law, which was that he can only be there for two terms, and he wound up with a third term. What the heck is that about? So we saw with Bloomberg a classic example of what most people consider to be a pretty good mayor suddenly becoming a dangerous mayor.
Dangerous.
Yes, dangerous.
Really?
Yeah. He doesn't. Bloomberg, is the example of he's not beholden to the special interests. He has his own money, which makes him king. You're caught between a rock and a hard place. If somebody isn't beholden to anybody, they're even more dangerous than the guy that is paying, is paying back favors to the special interests. The whole system, the average guy in this country is caught between a rock and a hard place. Either you have a politician who owes favors to the people that got him there, or you have a politician that owes nobody anything and then goes on to be a dictator telling you how big your soda should be.
Yeah, it is. It's not smoking. I mean, all those things that seem to be targets, but they're easy targets because most people don't want to be around smokers, and most people... even though they don't look in the mirror themselves, they look at other people and they see this as an example of something that's overdone. Who knows?
Well, now the point is that this is an interesting topic. I mean, you and I can't settle it in the next 2 minutes.
No.
But, the issue of smoking strikes very deep into the root of what makes America American.
Mm-hmm.
Should we be using the government to tell people how to take care of their health? I mean, should people have the right to drink and smoke and curse and do what the heck they want? Or should the government get involved in that based on the premise that it's offensive to other people? This word offensive is a key word in this equation. I'm not coming out one side or the other. I'm just simply saying these are the philosophical and theoretical issues that are underlie everything we talk
about. Well, that's why the FCC, which is one of the silliest and overpowerful, silly Supreme Court this week pinned back the ears of Obama when it came to the EPA, and the same ought to be done when it comes to the FCC or most of these government agencies, the bureaucracies that have gone way beyond whatever their legislative powers are supposed to be, what they've been given as responsibility. It kind of comes back around when it comes to the FCC and how it affects our business. We all know that the FCC can't define obscene or what is offensive. They'll say, according to community standards, Howard Stern is offensive. Really? Prove that. And that's why when they go to court, they always lose. Not once in a while. They always, always lose because they can't prove. The only time they ever got a substantial fine paid when it came to offensive or obscene conversation was when CBS wanted to pay the fine on Howard Stern because it was good promotion. Other than that, they would have fought it and they would have won.
Yeah, they probably would have. Yeah, in the end, you know, free speech will win, hopefully.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, you look at the decisions made this week. They really are sort of in favor of free speech, are they not? I mean, they weren't one-sided decisions. Most of them were heavily weighted. Some of them, a couple of them, were unanimous.
Yes.
So,
which tells you, you know, where we stand left or right when it comes to the basics of what makes America, America.
And that can only be good. Except
I agree.
Where
I agree.
There is the MSNBC versus Fox mentality or the right versus the left. And we get into a good conversation about this. Last week at the convention in New York, we did talk about right versus left radio because there were a lot of people who really wanted, you could tell there was sort of a buzz in the room. People wanting to talk about two things. One of them had to do with Joe Walsh, who's a talk show host in Chicago that had been suspended either that day or the day before. And then there was the whole thing about the watering down of what is considered progressive or liberal talk radio versus the right-wingers. So I would like to visit that with you in a moment, if we may. Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with me, Doug Steffen.
Some clubs are pricey.
$25 for a cheeseburger?
Some are exclusive.
My family came over on the Mayflower.
And some are snooty.
Is she wearing white after Labor Day?
But America's Best Value Wins Value Club is just right for everyone who wants to save instantly. Value Club members get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Go to americasbestvaluein.com and sign up today.
Now that's better.
Do you know coffee is the second most absorbent crop on earth? Most coffee at grocery stores or chains have USDA banned pesticides and high mold content. Seriously. We're proud to provide the best of the best coffee, BuzzBox coffee. Trying a pound free, you'll be buzzing to family, friends, colleagues, and more. Then 10% of future purchases benefit the efforts that we have to buy 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need all around the globe via World Vision. And also to support my Eastleigh Farm. Just go to DougSteffen.com and click on BuzzBox.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-478-9638 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-478-9638 to take your call now. Call 1-800-478-9638. That's 1-800-478-9638. Again, 1-800-478-9638.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Ken Marcus was making a pastrami sandwich when he noticed an odd pattern on a slice of pumpernickel bread, one that spelled out Geico. Ken found himself visiting Geico.com, saving hundreds of dollars on car insurance with great discounts. Later, Ken felt conflicted whether or not he should eat the slice of bread that saved him so much money. But he was so hungry.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Now is the time for new flooring in your home because Lumber Liquidators has every floor on sale with the end of quarter clearance sale on right now. Get huge savings on all flooring like Quick Click pre-finished hardwood for $169 a square foot. Solid hand scraped horizontal bamboo for $179. And this weekend only get 8mm cherry laminate for just 69 cents. So go to LumberLiquidators.com to find the store nearest you. Special 24-month financing is available. But hurry. This end-of-quarter clearance sale ends this Monday.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking.
hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, part of Talkers.com, Talkers Radio. So you might want to check out the roster of conversationalists. I say that very self-servingly because I have a program that's on Talkers Radio as well. It has nothing to do with any of the other things that I do, and that's why Michael has put it together the way he has with David Bernstein, one of the great program people in the talk radio world.
Although we do nothing to promote its listenership because it's all about the performance. It's not about the audience.
Yeah.
People can hear it for free on the website, talkers.com.
It's very interesting
talk radio, but don't expect anything slick. It's very experimental.
Yeah, slick.
But people say to me, how come it doesn't sound like a talk station? Why aren't you, how come you don't have Twitter and Facebook page? And how, you're building, because it's not meant to be that. It's meant to be like an experimental theater. You know what it's meant to be? Like a gymnasium where the basketball players work out to stay in shape and try new moves. You don't go and sell tickets to that and try to build that up as an attraction. It's private. If you want to listen to it, it's like going to a practice or watching a rehearsal. And as a result, it's fascinating listening, but it's not necessarily meant to be a slick product.
All right. Speaking of that, one of the discussions during our convention last week was the focus on a former congressman. This is becoming more, I think, popular for whatever the reason. Joe Walsh was a Republican in Illinois. He got a job on one of the stations, I think WIND in Chicago. And
yep.
he was taken off of the air after he had an intelligence. This guy is pretty intellectually stimulating, not your average kind of meat and potato talk guy. And I'm not saying that. It's like listening to Mike, what's his face, in Cleveland. I mean, there's a very interesting set of principles that he works by and the way he sounds, and it fits the city of Cleveland very well. Walsh, I thought, brought something to the table. I must admit I haven't heard a lot of his conversation, but I like him. I pretty much like most of the people that are on Salem because they have an intellectual base. Dennis Prager and Michael Medved, especially my two favorite ones that are there, because they intellectually stimulate me. It isn't their point of view. It's just how they get to the decisions or they get to the points that they're trying to do that I think is quite good. And Walsh was having a pretty stimulating conversation about, the way the hypocrisy, I guess it is, Michael, of using certain words on the radio and using them in other circumstances. You can give us some background if you want to his suspension.
Well, basically, he was using words that are in the context of explaining rather than using the words in the context of hurting people. He was being academic, clinical, and talking about, obviously, political correctness and what words are considered offensive and what words aren't. And he was using the words within that context.
It came out of the discussion of the Redskins and whether or not their name should be changed and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, okay. Thanks for pointing that out.
Yeah.
And he was suspended because Salem has a policy that those words are not to be used on their air. And the president of Salem, or the CEO, said, we're not blaming him for using it in a hurtful or a malicious way, but we have to make the point that we don't use that word under any conditions. And then they brought him back the next day.
Well, he didn't know that.
It was a symbolic suspension.
Yeah.
It was not a punishment.
Okay. So one of the other discussions in the short amount of time we have left here, it was very stimulating during the Talkers Convention last week, was a discussion of how much left versus right there is on the radio and even on television.
Liberal talk radio does not exist. It never did. Liberal talk radio, to get the 50% of the country that voted for Obama, you have to serve the 50% of the country that voted for Obama. You have to help them. You've got to do radio for the poor. You have to do radio for the people that Madison Avenue doesn't want. You have to do radio that helps people who are in terrible need. Now, who's going to do that? So this whole left-right thing, and, I'm telling you a pretty original concept. You're not going to hear what I'm saying bandied around, because most of the people in our business consider left to really be anti-right.
Right.
The whole thing is right. Mm-hmm. The whole thing is right even when it's left.
Yep.
So the lefties don't go over as well.
Well, they spend too much time talking about the others, as you're pointing out, instead of getting to their own issues.
Exactly.
Yeah, many times are better thought out if you go through it. Their positions are better. But they don't. They're so focused on getting, let's get those guys, that it becomes pale, redundant. Even the people that are good on television on MSNBC aren't that good anymore because they're too busy picking apart what you've just said. I'm amazed. Rachel Maddow is one of the smartest people that's on television. But does she use that to explain the issues from the left? No. She's too busy whacking away at whoever may have made the last silly statement on, Laura Ingraham's or Fox or whatever it is.
Right,
come on.
Right.
That's not entertaining.
Yeah, that's what I said.
It's
liberal radio
time.
Is really anti-conservative
right.
radio. It's not
and I'm just underscoring
radio.
That. Yeah. Yeah.
And even public radio is for basically affluent liberals.
Right.
What does that mean?
Yeah. It means if you got money and you vote to the left, you're
right,
all
and
set.
You're sympathetic to the poor.
Yeah, exactly. Give them some money. Give me your tired, your poor.
Help poor people. This country, the largest demographic in this country are poor people.
Yeah.
It's growing. People are suffering. Do radio for people, and don't worry what's going on at Fox. Don't worry about Rush Limbaugh. Don't try to ban anybody. Help people.
Yep.
Help people with the power of this medium, and you watch how big the audiences will be.
Help! All right, Michael Harrison has given us another great instruction as to why this is a stimulating form of conversation on the radio. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Joining us now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show is attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is here most every week to overview some of the things that are on the charts for the week that have legal say it again, Doug. Legal. I should be arrested for this. Legal implications. One of the things that intrigues me about Steve is that he is the author and founder of a website that helps so many people around the country every day, every week, every month, scamaside.com. There are scam alerts that come out all the time. You can find out the latest, how to avoid them, how to protect yourself, et cetera, by going to Steve's website, scamaside.com. Let's talk about the IRS missing emails and legally Are these people just digging themselves a bigger hole?
Well, you know, it would appear that way, but sometimes when you've got the smoking gun, you've got the gun behind the smoke. So they very well may be trying to cover up problems that, you know, are worse. However, you know, you really just go back to Watergate. And in Watergate, President Nixon, there were no allegations that he was behind the actions of the burglars. However, he learned about it and covered it up. So the things that they're doing now, perhaps destroying evidence, impeding an investigation, it could well be, as you say, that they're making what could be a minor problem even worse. So this is about as bad as it gets.
Well, what it shows is how bad they are at understanding their jobs, at understanding the country, at understanding our history. I mean, these people fell all over themselves. The Democrats couldn't wait to hang everybody out to dry, and now it's just the same thing reversed. You know, you send somebody an email, that's a legal document, right?
Absolutely. And there are records as far as they're supposed to be kept. The big thing is, as so many criminals have found out to their detriment, when you think you may have deleted something, very often it can be found somewhere else.
Yeah.
So, particularly if evidence was destroyed, whatever crimes they may have done are certainly going to be magnified.
Supreme Court had lots of announcements about rulings this week. I think, what, 7, 8, 9 of them? What do you think was the most important one and why?
Well, you know, it was kind of interesting because my looking at them was the headlines weren't really what happened. So, for instance, a major one, as it was portrayed, was saying that President Obama didn't have the right to make recess appointments. But if you read a little bit closer into it, the question actually that they answered was it has to be a legitimate recess appointment. It isn't something where they just don't happen to be there at the moment. So the fact of recess appointments, they're still going to go by. They just have to be legitimate. Same thing with the abortion buffer zone. Once again, what they did was they had a buffer zone law in Massachusetts that said demonstrators and protesters had to stay 35 feet away. But they just said that that was too far. They didn't say that they still couldn't have any kind of a buffer zone. And Chief Justice Roberts, as a matter of fact, even in his opinion, pointed to one in another municipality that had done it that was of a closer distance. So a lot of these decisions were not quite as startling as they initially appeared.
Where in the heck in the legislation does it say 32 feet instead of 35? I mean, this seems like a stretch. How do they come up with a legal, the legal chutzpah to make this stick?
Yeah, you know, it always gets me. It's, okay, why 9, why 10, where are your numbers?
And what's the legal basis for that? Where in the Constitution does it say we can be X number of feet away from wherever the protest venue is? That really seems like a stretch to me.
Well, there is a legitimacy on both sides, because the woman going into the abortion clinic has the right not to feel threatened or harassed. And so there were situations before these laws came in where the people, literally, it was like watching a baseball manager argue with the umpire. They would be nose to nose. That's threatening, and that is not freedom of speech. But you don't have to be, you know, 9, 10, 20 feet away in order to permit free speech. So just so long as it doesn't make a threat.
All right, 30 seconds on the continuing focus on these illegal immigrants and what we're doing, if anything.
You know, it boggles me. You know, I understand the humanitarian aspects of it and the fact of so many children coming here. But you have to look at the fact that you're talking about illegal immigration, and it's a slap in the face to every legal immigrant who has gone through the system. So I got to admit I'm a bit more of a hardliner here. Change the immigration laws if you want, but you know, don't just decide we're going to ignore them in certain situations.
Attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman with overall opinions and thoughts about some of the legal ramifications of the items that are on the forefront, front burner, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.